You're listening to the Unstoppable Business Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Lee. Jason, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast today.
Awesome, awesome. I appreciate you having me on.
For sure, man. So when people ask you, like, what do? How do you answer that?
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one, honestly, because for you to really grasp and understand what I do, it really, what I found out, it really takes them seeing what I do. So verbally, it's very difficult to, you know, say what I do. I can say I do creative portraits, creative family portraits, but they don't really understand what that means until they actually see the portrait. So usually I have some kind of, you know, material with me, whether it be a business card or some kind of other card that I can show them what I actually do.
Okay. So you do portraits. What really inspired this this career of doing portraits for you?
You know, I don't know, really, to be honest with you. I was a chiropractor for 15 years, and I hated every second of it, and it has nothing to do with chiropractic that I hated. Uh-huh. It wasn't the right place for me. And so I decided, you know what, if I hate my life, I might as well do what I love doing. So I got out of chiropractic. I got into doing this kind of work and spent probably about 6 months of just almost 24 hours a day, you know, watching videos, practicing, just doing everything I could to develop my skill set to be able to create the portraits that I create. And my initial idea was that I was going to become a commercial photographer, because as a composite photographer, everybody that does compositing becomes commercial photographers. So that's what I thought I would do. Mm-hmm. And then I knew that that was going to take a bit of time, you know, a year, 2 years down the line to develop the relationships within the commercial, you know, business or real world to be able to get those jobs. So in the meantime, I thought, well, I can do portraits, family portraits, because I'm familiar with those. I did that back in the early 90s, family portraits, so I'll do that. And it just kind of grew from there. And after I got my first job, first two jobs, first three jobs, things started to work really well for me, and it's kind of just a lane that I fell in and where I'm at today. And I have no desire to become a commercial photographer anymore.
Oh, wow. Oh, what a journey. It sounded like it started as sort of an obsession, right?
It was a little bit of an obsession. You know, the very first image that I created was of my kids and stepdaughter. It was a little Christmas picture that I created, and it sucked. It was horrible. I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But I knew right then that that's what I wanted to do. And so I started creating these pictures with my kids. They were the main subjects because I had easy access to them. And so I was really just creating what I wanted to see. So I was thinking, you know, what do I want to see? What personalities do I want to see from my kids in 10 or 20 years when they're growing up and they're married and they have their family? I want to look back and I want to see who these people were and remember their cute little personalities. And so that's how I got into what I'm doing. And I thought eventually, I thought, you know what, if I like these, why wouldn't other people like these? And so I set out to see if that were the case and did networking groups, did all these different kind of activities to get my work out there. And sure enough, people did like it and requested that I make portraits for them. And so, yeah, it was a project of passion, but it was really, I think the most important part of it is that it's a project of what I wanted for me, and just thinking that if I wanted this, other people must want it too.
I see. And this project, you knew that it was going to be, you know, like you said, 1 to 2 years to start building these relationships with people. During this time, were you still practicing chiropractic?
No. No. Mm. I since my thought was that if I'm going to do this, I have to commit to it. It's too easy, in my opinion, it's too easy when you have some kind of other resource or source of income to lean on that and not do what you truly want to do or what your true passion is. And so I work best working from a place of, in a sense, fear, right? So if this doesn't work, I'm screwed. So it has to work, which means I will work way harder to make sure it does, because now I don't have this other reliable source of income anymore. I've gotten rid of it. And so now I have to make this work. I have no other choice. That's how I work the best.
Wow. So this fear really drove you. So was there any point where you were thinking this is too hard and you were thinking of going back?
No. I will say that being naive and not knowing, you know, is probably a really good thing. You know, I look back at it now and I think if I knew then what I know now, I probably wouldn't have done it, because it has been very difficult and a long journey and very hard journey, and still is in several ways. But now I'm so far along into it, you know, I'm at the point of no return. I can't go back. But I think just not knowing is a beautiful place to be in, because, you know, you don't know what the struggles are. You're in the middle of them. And the only thought that's going through my head at the time was, I just got to figure this out. I got to do it. I don't have any other choice. And so I think that's a really good place to be in. It's a very creative place to be in.
Okay. And at that time, when you were in this period of not knowing, where were you in your life? Like, were you a father? You know, like, what was going on?
The portraits that I create are very family centric, very family oriented, and from doing a lot of thought and a lot of self-improvement type of things for myself, I've come to realize that I create portraits of families that I wish I had or wanted to have growing up. And so that being said, my personal life, I have an amazing wife, an amazingly supportive wife, but I am divorced with two kids. And that is very difficult, a very difficult situation to be in. You know, financially, emotionally, all those different things. And so my relationship with my kids isn't the same as what we portray in our portraits. So, you know, I really believe that I portray in portraits really what I would like to have in my own personal life. And so as disruptive, as maybe chaotic as my lifestyle is, or my life is, outside of what I create, I think it inspires what I create. So I say that because I'm very appreciative of what I have and what it's given me.
I see. And you said that you no longer want to be a commercial photographer. How come that's the case right now?
For a few different reasons. You know, I thought in the beginning when I got into this, I was thinking more logistically here. I was thinking that, you know, the first thing that goes when you're getting, like when the economy goes south, the first thing that goes usually is marketing budgets. So I've seen this before back in the, you know, early 90s or mid 90s when the digital world was happening. Also back in 2007, 2008, the first thing that usually goes in the commercial world are marketing budgets, and photographers are affected pretty bad by that. And so I thought, you know, I will do the family portraits, one, because, and I work with affluent families, very affluent families. We travel throughout the country doing these type of portraits and that type of thing. So I thought when the economy goes south, one, those families are least affected by that. They're still buying their Gucci purses. They're still buying their Teslas, their big fancy homes, and all these other things. So I thought I'd be less affected by a shift in the economy. That's one. Number two, and this is probably even more important to me, is that actually there's two more things. One is loyalty. In the creative world, there's no loyalty. You know, you're the new thing, and then you're not the new thing very quickly. and they just throw you to the curb. In the consumer world, there's a lot of loyalty, and they refer and they want to share what they have, you know, those new things, fun new things that they have with all their friends. So there's a lot of loyalty there. And then thirdly is the fact that my portraits will live way longer than any image that I create in a commercial type of environment. In a commercial type environment, they your lifespan of a piece of work that you work on is probably a month at most, if you're lucky, a couple of weeks. But in the portrait world, my portraits will live for generations to come. They'll be passed down from generation to generation. And I think that's really cool.
So, Jason, when did you decide that, you know, we're doing portraits, you know, you're doing portraits and you actually wanted to share the knowledge of portraits?
I don't know. I've kind of always, I mean, from the beginning of doing these things, I was kind of recording some YouTube videos and just putting them out there and just things that I was learning. And so I've always kind of had this, I guess, motivation to help other people creatively. Now, I will be honest with you here that I struggle between wanting to help people, but not wanting to help them too much. I don't know if that makes sense. Okay. I didn't have any help necessarily when I was doing this. I had to figure out a lot of stuff. Now, especially when it comes to the business side of what I do, there's no business model out there. There's nobody out there teaching the business model of what I do. So I had to figure it out myself. And so when people come and they ask me and they just want me to give them information freely on that, sometimes I'm a little reluctant to do that, because it's like, I feel like you need to figure some of this stuff out for yourself. That said, I usually do give out all the information that I have in some way or another. I usually give it in some format. So I've always wanted to help people, and I don't know why. I just do want to help other photographers. I know it's hard. And it's hard as a creative person to, you know, be successful and create a successful business around our creativity. And we need all the help we can get. And so I want to help. I don't know if that answers your question, but.
Oh yeah, that does. So you have this feeling of wanting to help people, but at the same time, not really wanting?
It's not really wanting. Let me use an example, because this just actually just happened. You know, when I got into what I'm doing, most photographers, if you look across the board, all price their work very similarly, with packages and, you know, 8x10s are a certain price and all these different things. Well, I knew that if my portraits were so different, and they are very different than anybody else does, that I needed to have a different pricing format as well. And so what I've learned in that process of developing my prices and for my work and that kind of thing is that your price doesn't matter. You know, what you price your stuff at doesn't really matter that much. What matters is how you value your work. And so when anybody comes to me and they want to know my prices, I'm a little reluctant to give them, not because I worry about them copying them, but if you're going to just take my price and put it on your price sheet, then you have no ownership of that price. You don't have any value to that price. And you're going to have a difficult time selling that, whatever it is, that portrait, because you have no connection to that price. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So when it comes to me just giving out and just vomiting all my information, I don't think that's the best way to help someone create their business or create their photography business or creative business. I think that there's better ways, and that's why I'm trying to develop the, you know, the tutorials and things like that to help them figure that stuff out for themselves.
So am I right in assuming that you give them sort of like most pieces of the puzzle, but they still have to figure out a few pieces on their own?
They do have to. Yes, for sure. And again, I think it just goes back to, you know, having skin in the game and taking ownership. And if it's just given to you, you know, you don't have that ownership of it. You don't have that connection to your business. And to be successful, you have to have struggled a little bit. And I think that's really important to have those struggles and to have to figure things out.
Are you an expert or course creator trying to monetize your online course? Well, use our one-page template to get more paying students to your online course without marketing overwhelm or sleazy sales tactics. You can download this for free at unstoppablebusiness.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay.
So I say that because I think a lot of systems out there, at least within the creative photography world, try to just give you, you know, A, B, and C. And the reason why A, B, C, and usually doesn't work for anybody is because it worked for that one person because they had ownership of it. They had a connection with it. And it doesn't work for me because it doesn't have that connection for me. I'm trying to do it a little differently to where you and I work as a partner and I'll give you some things, but you've got to figure out some of the things for yourself as well.
Okay. So Jason, how does one of your courses, what's the experience like for a student going through one of your courses?
I think the experience is different with what I do. And there's a lot of people doing like the tutorials that I've done. So I'll take an image that I've created and I'll do a tutorial on it from basically A to Z, you know, how I've created it and, you know, how I started and how I ended. There's a lot of people doing that out there, that type of work. That I think the difference that from what I've gathered from, you know, responses and people telling me, students telling me is that I go into deep explanation of why I'm doing whatever I'm doing when I'm doing it. And so I'm talking throughout the entire process and just telling, and basically you're seeing what's happening in my brain, if you will, or hearing what's happening in my brain as I'm creating this image as I go through it. And I think that's hugely powerful because most of the time you'll go through a tutorial and somebody will do something, but you don't really know why they did it and you don't have a good understanding of it. And you need to have that to be able to do that type of technique or that type of, element in your image. And so that's the difference of what I do that I think from other photographers and what they're doing.
So Jason, do you think this came naturally to you to sort of teach in this way, or was this something that you learned?
I don't think I've learned it because I have never really studied teaching or anything like that. I will say it doesn't come naturally. So basically what happens is you create a tutorial and you start getting feedback from that tutorial. This is my case. And I started getting feedback from that tutorial and people saying, well, you know, the questions that I'm getting, well, why did you do this? Or what did you do after this? And it's because I didn't explain it enough or I didn't, wasn't verbalizing enough as I was going through the tutorial. So then the next one, I try to get a little bit better and fix some of those problems. I'll tell you what really kind of catapulted me, I think, to the next level was teaching a live class. So I just recently, not that long ago, a couple months ago, taught a class to, I think, about 16, 17 students. And it was about a 3-4 day class where we spent basically 12-hour days creating an image and going through it. And the reason why it took 3 or 4 days is because, and I kind of joke around about this, is I had to create the image twice. Because every time I did something, somebody would always say, well, wait, show me that again. I'd have to go back and do it again. And so when you teach a class like that, actually physically to students, I think you get a much better idea of what they're wanting and what they're struggling with. So then when you do a digital class, you can start addressing those issues in the class and become a much better instructor.
So in the beginning, Jason, did you start with these live classes first, or no. did you start with the online courses?
Yeah, it was, well, basically it was all the YouTube videos that I was doing. And then probably about a year and a half ago, I started doing, you know, I signed up for teachable.com. I don't know if I'm supposed to mention that, but teachable.com.
Sure. Yeah.
And so that's my platform that I use, and they work really well, pretty fairly priced as well. And then I just started doing tutorials for that. And I did that because I was getting enough requests from, I guess, followers or fans or whatever you want to call them, photographers on Facebook and that kind of thing, getting enough questions and requests to create tutorials. So I did. And that's, it really isn't, I can't say that it's necessarily my passion. It's really, really hard. What I've kind of figured out at this point, it's really hard to create a tutorial. It takes a lot of work and a lot more time than just creating a portrait for a family, which I'm really good at and I really enjoy. I enjoy less doing the tutorials.
So would you say like the tutorials is like a necessary evil that your students sort of wanted?
That's a good question. I have a love-hate relationship with them is the best way I can put it. I don't like creating them because I'm a one-man show basically. So I do all the filming, editing, you know, everything. And when I create a tutorial, I have to create that image twice. So I do it once, you know, as I go through, because, you know, that creative process is such that I can't just record it live. If I were to record that live, it would take too much time. I don't like talking while I'm creating and that kind of thing. So I have to create it once, and then I have to create it again for the tutorial. And so it's a love-hate relationship. The love comes from helping people and getting money, obviously. The hate is the actual creating part of it. But, you know, I'm trying to, in a sense, create another income, stream of income. And so this is a good way to do it. And, you know, like everything, there's bad parts of whatever you do. There's things that you're not going to enjoy. There's things that you're not going to like. And this is the same way. So you just do it.
Okay. And so what is it about the creative process that is not that appealing to you?
Well, let me be clear that the creative process for creating portraits that I do is very attractive to me. That's what I'm the best at. And that's
right.
I could live in that world all day long, every day. The creative process for creating a tutorial is a much different process. It's more in a sense of a left brain type of process. So it takes a lot of structure. It takes a lot of organization, planning, those type of things. And then you've got the, you know, I got to script everything out. I've got to film it. I've got to edit it. I've got to post it. I've got to promote it. All those different things that I'm not necessarily the best at, but I have to do it to get it done. And so there's a learning curve to this process. And I'm still kind of on the upswing of the learning curve. There's still a lot for me to learn to, you know, being able to create a tutorial successfully and promoting it successfully and generating the income that I want from it successfully.
Jason, what was the first launch that you did, like the first paid tutorial that you had out there?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? What was that experience like?
It was unknown. I had no expectations. I had no idea what I was doing. I look back at it now. I want to redo that tutorial now. The video and the audio sucked pretty bad on it. But, you know, people bought it and it's done fairly well. I mean, not great, but fairly well for the first one. So it was a lot of learning on that one. It was the third one that did the best. And that was the one that is a full tutorial from A to Z. All right. The first tutorial was just on how to do extractions. The second tutorial was basically on how to create the cartoony characters that I do in my portraits. And then the third one was from A to Z. And so what I've learned in this process of creating these, and then the fourth tutorial I created has basically flopped. And so what I've learned in this process is that there is a huge difference between what people actually need and what people actually want, right? Mm-hmm. So they'll spend their money on what they want, but they really don't spend their money on what they need. And so that's been a learning process for me. So I'm kind of in that place right now where it's like, how do I deliver quality content that people can actually take and use and become successful at what they do versus just giving them candy?
Right. I see. Mm-hmm. I can see there's definitely some conflict there.
There is. I mean, you know, these photographers or these creative people, I say creative because it's not just photography. It's really just people that are creative and their product is their creativity. They're really good at being creative and they're really good at creating their art, but most of them are really bad at business. And, you know, it's like what they need is to learn the business side of this and how to promote and sell their creativity. Mm-hmm. But they don't want that and they don't buy that as much as they will, you know, how to be creative.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So Jason, what is a project that you're working on right now that's most important to you at the moment?
Well, I have some, you know, I'm working on family portraits, of course, that, you know, obviously they're important. They're the meat of my business, but then I'm beginning to work. This is a fun project. This is a fun project. I say that this is a fun project, mm-hmm. but what I have to do is not the fun part. So I created a portrait, kind of as a year ago, I had to go through double hip replacement surgery. So I had both my hips replaced. Wow. And it was a cash deal. So I had to pay cash to get this done. And so friends and family really came through for me and, you know, donated a lot of money so I could get this done. And so a year later, I needed to do something to thank them. So I created this image of me doing some, you know, photographing some bird or whatever, but basically I'm doing the splits in this photo. And it got a lot of positive response from the photographers out there. So we're creating a tutorial on that from A to Z, basically on how I created that. But the fun part of this is that one of my sons wants to build his own computer and he is, you know, figured out how much it's going to cost for all the parts and all the pieces and everything, which is about $1,500. So basically the first $1,500 that comes in from this tutorial is going to go to him to help him pay for that computer that he wants. So I think that's cool. Wow. That we can help him get that. So I'm excited about that part of it.
That's a pretty fun
right
project.
Now we're just, yeah. Well, right now we're just you know, very beginning stages. We're creating the basically the lead generator that we're going to get for that tutorial. So I'm creating a 2-video lead generator that we'll put out for free, capture emails and that kind of thing. And then, you know, somewhere in the next 3 weeks or so, we'll have a tutorial that we can post and sell.
Hmm. And Jason, did you learn all this marketing stuff, you know, do trial and error, or was it something that you knew before you got into the industry?
Well, you know, I was doing some of this stuff back in, I was doing podcasts back in like 2008 for the chiropractic industry. Wow. And doing daily videos and blog posts. I mean, it was a life crushing jobs I was doing back then for chiropractors. So I learned a lot back then. But honestly, I can't take credit for hardly any of it. Really, it's come from the other amazing podcasts that I listen to almost on a daily basis, books that I buy, and just studying all the time on basically the online stuff, you know, the marketing online and online products and that type of thing. Podcasting, content creation, that type of thing. I study a lot on that on a daily, weekly basis. So it doesn't come naturally. It hasn't, you know, a lot of it comes from trial and error because my industry is different than generally what other, you know, when somebody is doing a podcast, whatever their industry is, my industry is different. So you apply what they teach you or to talk about, and it applies a little bit differently to your industry. So you got to kind of tweak it and figure it out for you specifically. So there is trial and error with that respect.
Hmm. So with your journey so far, Jason, is there something that you wish could have been different about the whole journey?
Just that it happened earlier. You know, I'm 50 years old today, and you know, there, it always weighs on my mind that can I sit here, you know, at 70 years old creating these portraits? You know, I don't know that that's a realistic possibility. So the only thing that I wish is that I could have started 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Okay. And so do you have a vision for all this? Like 5 to 10 year vision from now?
You know what? I honestly can't say that I necessarily have a vision. I've never been that person to really have the 5 year, projection or vision and that type of thing. You know, what I'm really happy with is if I can just sustain my life the way it is. You know, I'm happy traveling. We travel quite a bit. I like riding my bike every day and doing that, spending time with the boys, my kids, creating awesome pictures for people. The only thing that I really kind of want that I don't have currently, well, two things is obviously I want more business because I think that's always something we want. I don't want too much business because I've had too much business before as well. And you get burnt out and I don't want that. I got into this because I didn't want to stress out anymore. And so I want more business, but not too much. I know that's very abstract and hard to understand. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I want is I want to get into more celebrity portraits. And so we've done a couple, we've done a few. I have connections to a few celebrities, but honestly, getting through to those connections can be very difficult. And so I think the next step for me is really trying to see how I can maneuver and pivot into more of a celebrity-based clientele. Yeah. And that's honestly for no other reason than my ego.
I see. Yeah. I'm sure those would be fun portraits.
They will be challenging. The celebrities we have worked with are very challenging.
So Jason, is there anything else that you want to say to our audience out there listening?
You know, the only thing that I can think of is that one of the biggest things that I kind of struggle with, I guess frequently, is, and this really comes with the tutorials. Like I said, there's a lot of people out there doing tutorials. And so a lot of times I will hesitate and I will kind of stop what I'm doing out of this idea, this fantasy idea that, you know what, somebody's already doing this and they're doing awesome at it, so why do I need to do it? That type of thing. And the thing that always brings me back into doing it and creating these tutorials and kind of moving forward with this idea is that I'm the only one doing what I do. And I'm the only one doing it the way I do it. And so there are people who resonate with me, my personality, and the way I do things. And so those are the people I'm serving. I think what happens is when we get this too big of idea or this too big of vision as far as I want to serve everybody, I think we get lost in that idea in the sense that there's so many other people serving these people that we start to think I'm not worthy of it or I can't do it. Other people have already done it. There's not a place for me, that type of thing. But if we can narrow that down, this is my experience, if I can narrow that down to focusing just on those people who fit my personality, who like my style of work, who want to create my type of business, then it becomes a much more realistic idea that I can put out these tutorials and sell them and be successful doing them.